Blog Talk Radio.
This one goes out to my little homie Brandon. Told you, I got you, my man.
A lot of pressure, man. Let's go, baby. Sophisticated gorillas is on the move tonight. VA, stand up. Come on. Come on. My man. Come on. 100 miles of running. With guns in our hand. Barbarian, heavy metal, carrying rock band. Invested in stock, man. Testing the clock, grand. My peeps got a spot on the block of my block, fam. A jar in the pot, man. Gets you a knot, man. Like ching ching. Hot damn. Cooked it like hot ham. Gotta be smart, man. Playing your part, man. Get your feelings apart. With ice over your heart, man. Hustle ain't a game.
Oh, yeah, what's going on? It is 10:05 on a Friday night, and you know what time it is. It's time for Sound Off Forum. All right, yo. It's been an amazing week. Amazing week. A lot of things going on. I just want to put this out real quick. I am trying to put together a BBW fashion show, Big Beautiful Woman fashion show. If any listeners out here would like to donate or be a sponsor, please contact me. It's for a charity. We're trying to raise money. I'm also doing a senior citizen fashion show for the community as well. All the proceeds go directly to the organization. All of the donors who want to donate or be sponsors, they will help me pay for the venue and also the other little things that I need to do in order to put the vent on. And anything would help. Anything would help. If you would like to, I would say, if you would like to submit your logo onto the red carpet photo backdrop, I would say $20 to $50, just depending on how charitable you feel. My website is coming up. It should be up in the next 2 to 3 days. That's soundofforum.com, soundofforum.net, soundofforum.org. And all of that. So I'm really excited about that. Let me get to the things that I usually do around this time. And I tell you what, I really enjoy doing the show for the people. The last couple of days, it's been a little hectic to get my guest on. But of course, things happen. And I'm a soldier. I gotta adapt and overcome. And so it's some of these things that you have to deal with being on live talk radio. So I mean I am not upset. I am not worried about what's going on. I'm telling you what, we are coming up close to 1,000 listeners. 10,000 listeners, not 1,000, sorry, 10,000 listeners. And I tell you what, that is such a blessing because people who want to listen in and get some fun, some love, some understanding, or whatever you come to get from the show, I really appreciate you guys hanging in there with me and, one, coming back to listen for more. And it's very humbling because when you talk about being on a show or some type of radio show or something like that, people naturally think that that you're trying to do something that's I would say not of people's likings, but that's the whole point to me. I'm not going to sit around here and try to be phony, because I'm not phony. I mean, for those people who know me, I don't deal with phoniness. I don't have time for that in my life. And I would like to thank everybody who is tuning in and wanting to be a part of the show. It's great. I'm still waiting for people to. I know people say, well, you could always email me. You could always call in. You can leave comments on the Sound Off page and all that stuff. And I'll get to that in a minute because it's important. That whoa man, I've just seen something that says Israelites heritage. I'm about to check that out, but it is something it is something that is necessary for the community, because in the community people have lost their way, you know, and I think that people should understand that there's a lot of things going on in this world, and people really don't want to hear what's going on and what's truthful. And I tell you that if you don't want to know what's the truth and you want to live in a cookie cutter world, okay, well then I guess you can do that. But I'm not that kind of person. I want the people to be enlightened. I want my brothers and sisters to understand who they are and who they are through Christ Jesus. Not even only that, but to understand how much love I have for people and the love that's in the world today. So I'm going to let people know that this show will continue to grow. And if you don't like what I'm doing, then you just don't like what I'm doing. I'm not going to sit here and try to debate you over it. If you care not to be a part of the forum, you care not to be part of the forum, I will bless you and pray for you anyway. If you think that my forum is something that's good and it's helping out people, please spread the word, because as the forum grows, we grow. And that's very important. As the forum grows, we grow. And I'm not talking about the show that I'm putting on here. I'm talking about the people will begin to understand what's going on. And so when we speak with truth and we speak with knowledge. So the deceptions that is in front of us is no longer there, because we're no longer being put to the test. I want to play a couple of video audio clips before I start. We're gonna do the comedy night, and I want to play a couple of things for you, ladies and gentlemen, because it's really really cool that these people. But before I do that, I'll go ahead and do what I normally do. You know, I do what I do. So, thank you for joining the Sound Off Forums. This is George Beverly Jr., your host, speaking. You can find me on Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also follow me on Twitter at soundoff9413. You also can find me off on Sound Off Forums on Facebook. And you can also email me at soundoffforums97413. That's Sound Off Forums. Sorry, that's soundoff97413. That's soundoff97413@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in later on, when I get, open up the lines, you can always call in at 347-989-1014. That's area code 347-989-1014. And as I always do it, Ephesians 6:6-13. The King James Version, not with eye service as man pleases, but with the service of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of the persons with him. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against fallen dark angels. Against powers, against powerful fallen dark angels, against rulers of darkness of this world, of ruling dark angels of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against spiritual wicked fallen demons, fallen angels in high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the wiles, of the evil of the day, and having all done, having done all to stand. And let the church say, amen. I love doing that because it gives you, it gives the spirit arising and what we coming from and what we doing. Let me go ahead and do this for y'all.
Give me one best voice you up from the Mike Booker.
I haven't even begun to spill my life stories onto these pages. Some people saying they know how hard it must have been, and I'm asking myself how. Because you heard a couple of my poems, we learned the time the gunshots, they happen so much. 7:45, 9:17, 11:23, 1:36 in the morning, nigga, every night, ducking below window sills. My grandmother used to tell me, be grateful for what you got. Some people got it rougher than you, and I couldn't see how when the lights and heat didn't work, had to walk to the dinner table with a candle and two blankets on just to keep warm. We ate peanut butter sometimes so we won't go to bed hungry. I lived between danger and a stop sign. Learned the streets backwards, I was outside so much better yet. Learned the streets better than the back of my hand.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that, guys. Got some technical difficulties once again, so I'm back now. So let me go ahead and play this.
Give a warm guest voice welcome to Mike Booker.
I haven't even begun to spill my life stories onto these pages. Some people saying they know how hard it must have been, and I'm asking myself how. Because you heard a couple of my poems, we learned the time the gunshots, they happen so much. 7:45, 9:17, 11:23, 1:36 in the morning, nigga, every night, ducking below window sills. My grandmother used to tell me, be grateful for what you got. Some people got it rougher than you, and I couldn't see how when the lights and heat didn't work. Had to walk to the dinner table with a candle and two blankets on just to keep warm. We ate peanut butter sometimes so we won't go to bed hungry. I lived between danger and a stop sign. Learned the streets backwards, I was outside so much. Better yet, learned the streets better than the back of my hand. Better yet, learned the streets better than the back of my father's head, because that's all I ever saw. Once, when I was 15, I went with Chris to go shoot at some niggas over his baby moms, and a gunshot missed my chest by 6 inches. While I listened to the stories that rotated around the neighborhood blocks like squad cars, Lil Jerry, his three brothers, four younger sisters, had to sleep on cardboard boxes in the garage at the end of my alley because his mother did drugs too bad. Miss Adams down the street had six sons. All of them sold drugs. Neither one of them ever saw age 19. The youngest killed a week before his 19th birthday. And you wonder why it's a curse to be stuck here forever? School never meant nothing to me, because everybody from Kinsey to Cicero was on welfare. The property tax was so low, teachers fresh from college would come work at my school for 2 months so they could get a job somewhere in the suburbs. So they could put on their resume, I worked in the inner city like they was in the trenches of war. And you think we didn't know what was happening when we had four different fifth grade teachers analyze my life and tell me how many opportunities I've had to break down stereotypes? The first thing I learned how to count was drug money. My hood is full of kings and queens who evolved into peasants over the time span of 500 years. My ancestry was ripped away from me, replaced with guns and drugs, thugs and crackheads, misdemeanors, felonies, and jail bars. But my grandmother used to tell me, you got a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food in your stomach. Be grateful for what you got. Some people got it rougher than you.
Give it up for Mike Booker, y'all. New Orleans, Sonny Patterson.
So I'm from a stock that pitch cocktail bombs and hand grenades. We pour cayenne pepper around the perimeter of a building to keep the police dogs at bay. I'm the Panther Party in the Desire Housing Projects in New Orleans. I'm a nigga turning the gun on the National Guards. Take a long, long look. I'm a cook in the kitchen asking the missus to taste the dinner. Take a long, long sip, because death ain't always this good. It's eyes popping out their sockets. It's a lifeless body rocking backwards and forwards. It's a boy stabbed 47 times in front of church house. It's a man 43 years old stuffing his penis in a 9-year-old girl's mouth. No, death don't always taste good. Just don't sound like something I want to eat often. I hear them say it was like a train came through the room, left mama so depressed she was unable to move until one day, a few months after the hurricane. Husband and child found the Trinity bloody in bed, his wife, son, other daughter dead, and on the end table there was a letter that read, I couldn't stay here, not for 1 minute longer, and it made no sense for me to leave here alone, because who would take care of my babies with their mama gone? I'm telling you, death ain't always good. It'll leave you finning for water and food. It'll riddle up your body in an Audubon ballroom. They'll El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz you, crown you king, then dethrone you in a Lorraine hotel. They'll disfigure your body to where folk can't tell if you Emmett Till or not. Tell them, mama, keep that casket open. Let all the world see it ain't just burning in Mississippi. Hell is hot wherever you be, from the rooftop to the cell block. Step on up to the auction block, bend over, touch your toes, so show your teeth, lift her titties, examine his balls. It damn near sound like a hip-hop song, but it's slavery at its peak. A circus for all the freaks. They'll warn you, caution when you speak. Can't afford the truth to leak. speak, but we'll say, blessed are the meek, and all the ones who make peace, and all the ones who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. For we say, theirs is the kingdom. Earth is their inheritance. So no matter how treacherous, they'll try to trap us in them trenches. They'll dig deeper ditches, but all that matters is this. Which side will we pick? Which path will we choose? Either win or lose, because death don't come in vain. Not for us to remain enslaved or our spirits to remain in cages. It comes so we might be courageous to fulfill our obligation to our God and all creation and stand in determination, able to look death in the face and say, we made it. We made it. We made it. We made it.
Sonny Patterson, y'all.
They had three major policies that were going to be followed. First, Lucifer says, we have to make sure that people, humans, get to believe that Satan and his angels do not really exist.
You know, Roger, that's interesting because a recent research study report that I read indicated that in a national survey, I believe it's over 75% of people mm-hmm. do not really believe in a real tangible devil. Mm-hmm. But there is one.
Oh, yeah. The next thing, the three-part policy that they had adopted there, the second one was to find a way of being able to get total control of people's minds. And that would be done by taking hypnotism out of the realm of the occult and introduce it as a new science for the benefit of mankind. They felt that by taking hypnotism out of the realm of the occult and introducing it as a new science for the benefit of mankind, it could then use people of great renown, educators, people of capacity, that would do great things, such as supposedly regress people in time to former lives. And, of course, after the session is over, the person would not know a thing about ancient history. And the person she or he has talked about performing, you know, certain deeds, let's say, 3,000-4,000 years ago. But this was their strategy. Now, what this would do for the thing is this. That it would create in the minds of the general public, solidly set in the mind of the general public, an unwavering trust in that great deception. So now this would be a way of de-Christianizing the Western world through the avenue of mysticism.
The three things were, number one, that they did not want Satan did not want the human family to think that he or his angels existed.
Right.
The second point that you made had to do with taking control of people's minds.
That's right.
The third point was what?
Was to destroy the Bible without burning it.
Okay.
See.
And what was the strategy on that?
On that, it was very interesting. Because after the Great General Council, it was decided that Satan would tutor Charles Darwin personally in setting up the principles of his theories of evolution. He was tutored by Lucifer himself, fallen Lucifer. And at that time, it was understood, Satan and his spirit counselors understood, that if a person was led to believe in the theory of evolution, it would in his life destroyed completely the creation week of the Bible, the fall of man, and final redemption. It would do it with it. Anyone that teaches a theory of evolution is considered to be a minister of the great religious system. And he said that every teacher of that theory is recognized by the spirit as a person of great value and receives a very special unction from Satan himself, giving great power to induce spiritual blindness, to convince and convert. Three capacities. Unless something seriously proper is done to avoid it.
About Aladdin and his lamp, you've probably heard of them. The genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
You know, the universe is this great genie, and your conscious mind is Aladdin that formulates the intention of what you choose for your life.
Heart and core of all these secret societies lurks the Kabbalah. It is a method of encoding information through a system of mathematics and numbers. These people that belong to the secret societies never dared to write down in any language what they knew, what it was that they were guarding, because then someone could steal it and then the secret would be out. So they took this knowledge and they made it occult through a system of encoding encryption, one of which is mathematics, numbers. Another is architecture. Everybody wonder, why do they have a fraternal organization called the Freemasons? Aren't those the guys that build walls? You bet they do. But every wall they build contains the secrets that have been kept and maintained throughout the ages, and it's encoded in the architecture and in the measurements of the buildings and in the mathematical formulas used to derive the geometry, the shape, the length and breadth and height of rooms, all encoded there.
Celebrities was in that, man. And they told me, man, the restaurant was owned by Zell, right? And I didn't know who he was talking about. Zell? What do you mean Zell? Right? Come to find out that Denzel Washington owned the place. Man, I said, well, Denzel Washington owned this place? Shit, man, if Denzel owned this place, man, tell Denzel to get out of here now because my order messed up. He came at me not like the nice Denzel. He didn't come at me like, you know, Don Q, a Malcolm X. He came at me raw, like Training Day. Came out just like this.
Which seems to be the problem.
Problem is, man, I didn't get no hot sauce and no mild sauce, dog. Can you help me out?
You didn't get any hot sauce and mild sauce. That's what you're telling me?
Huh? That's what you're telling me? You didn't get no hot sauce and mild sauce?
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, let's see what's in the bag.
Oh, shit.
Nigga. Uh-huh. You got 6 pieces of wings. You got fries. You got bread. You got coleslaw. You don't have no hot sauce and mild sauce, huh? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in the back, all right? I'm going to go in the back. If the receipt says you didn't get any hot sauce or mild sauce, I'm guaranteed to go into my pocket and pay you back your money, my dollar. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Right, and another big actor was there I didn't know that was there. Morgan Freeman, he came out. He gave the old Joe Clark Lean On Me speech, right? He came, what seems to be the problem? That's how I go to my office right now. Son, what seems to be the problem? Can't you read the goddamn sign, son? A goddamn sign says hot sauce and mild sauce with your meal, son. Are you trying to pull something, son? I remember you, one of them smart college kids. You used to go back and forth with your history just like you're going right now. You want to come in and jump on everybody because your forefather's been ran and chased bounds. Well, that might not be living, but it sure as hell ain't buying. Buying is what these folks been doing going on 3 years. Buying, buying is buying about 1,000. Buying from us, fool. I should know because I'm the one that dropped the grease. I'll be back. I'm standing right there, him and Denzel getting into an argument. I can't, this is a family. He's like, Denzel, I didn't speak to you. About what? Third time this week, Denzel, somebody came and killed him. Mr. Sam, bring all the managers inside, Mr. Sam. Set the tape on the door. Denzel, we have to end the partnership, Denzel, right now. Expeditiously. Come on, Denzel. Pack up and get the stuff out of here right now.
You want me to leave, huh, Morgan? You want me to leave just like that? You want me to pack up my stuff and leave? Huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I train you. See, I train you disloyal, fool-ass, bitch-made nigga. That's how you're going to treat me? Yeah. You motherfuckers. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. I'm putting cases on all you managers, huh? You think you can do this? Hey! Yo, come back here. I got your money. You think you can do this to me? You managers will be fried chicken in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Yeah. Crystal Oil program, brother. 23-hour lockdown. You will never see the light of day. Who the fuck do you think I am? I'm the one that got this place started. You just got here.
That's right, Morgan. I said I'm the one that got the place started. You just got here. You just got here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
My nigga.
And Chris Rock was on the fries. He was like, God damn, I can't believe he ever got rid of motherfucking Denzel Washington. I can't believe it. Bernie, can you believe it?
Man, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers today? They don't lost their motherfucking mind. These motherfuckers want some hot sauce and motherfucking mild sauce.
That's my time, Rachel Ray. Thank you, Brooklyn, New York. Thank you.
I want to be like y'all's Black Dr. Phil. Because comics, we don't do much when we're on the road. We stay in the hotel room and watch TV. And I'm flipping through the channels, and I'm watching these, some of these programs like Oprah and Phil, and I'm noticing some of y'all's kids is out of fucking control. I really want to ask white people, why don't y'all beat y'all kids? Beat them, whoop they motherfucking ass. Y'all give y'all kids all kind of timeouts and special places. What the fuck is a special place? To a black child, that's a coma. What is a special place? Black kids don't know shit about timeout. We know about getting knocked the fuck out. That's it. My mother used to slap the shit out of me in public, and I would look at people for help. Like, shut up. White people felt my pain. Oh, my God. She just struck her child. Black people see black kids get hit. We like, hey. Get your shit together. You know what I found out growing up totally shocked me? White kids are just as shocked to find out black kids don't talk back to their parents as we are when we hear them talk back to theirs. Because I used to have a little buddy would come over to my house on the weekends, a little Nate. We'd be in my room playing video games. My mother used to come in the room on us and cuss me out for no reason. Just scare the shit out of both of us, right? We'd be in the room playing Mario Brothers. She'd come kick open the door like SWAT. We on level 4. She just, every time, how many times that I told you to clean this motherfucking room? Cut that goddamn game off and clean this room. I come back, this motherfucking room ain't clean. I'm going to take that Nintendo cord, wrap it around your neck, and stick it in your ass. Nigga, I ain't playing with you. This ain't no threat. This a promise. Try me, motherfucker. Try me. My white friend would turn to me offended like, dude, what the fuck? She can't do that, man. This is your space. This is your area. She's violating your right to privacy. You should say something. You want me to go say something? I'd be so scared. I started talking to him like a slave from Roots, like, you's gonna get me's in trouble. I like you, Nate. I really do. But my parents is good black folk. They gives me food. They gives me sleep. Now you get away from around here with that foolishness. Get from here. My mother smacked the shit out of the white boy. He turned into me. Wade in the water. It's crucial, man. I didn't do shit today, man. I sat around the room, smoked weed, watched movies. Because, like, my favorite actor, I got to tell you, is Denzel Washington. That's a cold motherfucker. Denzel got the smoothest walk in show business, don't he? That nigga got that oval bite. Nigga smooth with the shit. And I was always a fan, but I got hooked when I saw Training Day. That motherfucker. Because we always saw him play a good guy. I never saw him play a bad guy. And he was cool. I smoked a pound of weed and practiced that shit. My girl came home. She thought that motherfucker was in the house. I was, Jake, I'm telling you right now. Hey, Jake, you want to go to jail or you want to go home? All right, my nigga, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody right here. I'm telling you, my nigga. Fellas, I'm telling you. Hey, learn that shit. I don't give a fuck how mad your girl is at you. You do Denzel. She ain't going no place. She might talk that shit at first. Baby, you need to take some time to think about your shit. You be disrespecting me, I'm leaving you. Hey, baby, I'm telling you right now, put the bag down. Hey, put the bag down. I promise you, if you stay with me, I'll love you internally, externally, and every way imaginable. Everything I ever am, everything I ever will be, I am because of you. You're my best friend. You're my lover. You're like, motherfucker, I ain't going nowhere. You just need to learn how to respect what I'm saying. Love the movies, man. Like, I like them crazy movies, too. Like, I just saw this movie, 300 Sparta. Anybody see this shit? Yeah. I don't even like the movies for the action or the violence. I like it for the dialogue. That's some smooth shit, the way they talk in the movies. It's like they got their own language. You've heard it before. My lord. It's my lord, but that's how they say it. My lord, let it be known that Xerxes is a kind gold king, and he offers this declaration as an alternative to war. Now let me speak to the nobles, or I will engage with my military. And the other character's always some pompous asshole. Hermesius, please spare me of your banality. This is not about war. This is about my daughter's hand in marriage. So neither try to seduce me nor bore me with the belligerence of your insolence. I'll be in the theater eating my popcorn like, goddamn, who got diabetes? This shit good. There's some ignorant niggas in here that don't even think I said anything wrong. Like, I don't understand. My grandmama got the insolence. I'm a big sports fan, too, man. I love sports. Basketball is my favorite sport. It's just fucked up because I can't play. Don't get me wrong. I go to the court. I got the look down. Who are these bitches screaming for? Oh, is that Nelly? Nelly, what's happening, baby? Hey, let me get them earrings so I can feed Africa, nigga. And you know I'm gonna get on Shaq with that picnic table suit. You can eat a jelly sandwich on that nigga back. Like, Shaq, I love you, but you are the slowest talking motherfucker in the league. You take 2 weeks to answer a fucking question. Like, Shaq, you and Kobe are feuding. What's going on?
I told Kobe. I told Phil. Phil know how I play. Kobe know how I play. Give me the ball. I'm a dunker. I'm big brother. He's little brother. We'll be fine.
Like, motherfucker, what? When Shaq talked, they should have the words with the bouncing ball.
Everybody knows. We'll have a good time. Shooting.
Like, what? Nigga, you know that eye of yours is like that Fat Joe song. It just leaned back a little bit. Like, I love Charles Barkley, but Charles is another one. Charles can't talk for shit. It seems like whatever's going on in Charles' mind don't match what's coming out of his mouth. Like, his mind and mouth is playing Marco Polo. They not on the same accord. Like, Charles, what do you think about Shaq getting traded to the Phoenix Suns? The Phoenix Suns, let me tell you something. Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. Kobe, everybody know Kobe. Fed the pause, greatest play. Let me tell you something. He start throwing in shit that ain't got nothing to do with basketball. Krispy Kreme donut, it's round like a rim. Got a hole in it. It's important, baby. You gotta learn how to talk. It's crazy, man. That's why I got to study people, man. I got to study the languages, man. I got to study different, you know, ethnicities and shit. I think that's the key to racism, man. You know? Because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what color you are. Everybody got something to bring to the table. And life is short, man. Sample that shit. You don't know what you might be missing. Why deprive yourself of a great human experience? Because you fucking mad. It's ridiculous. That's why I appreciate a good accent. You got the right accent. You can get away with a lot of shit. You be in a club and say something foul to a woman in an American accent, she might slap the shit out of you. Like, excuse me, baby, I don't mean to bother you, but you got a fat ass. I would love to take you home, fuck the shit out you. Motherfucker. English accent, that just roll off the tongue different. Like, excuse me, I didn't mean to bother you, but I'd really love to take you back to my house and fuck you dog yourself a little bit. You know what I mean? Motherfucker, I ain't mad. You just got to be. All right, before I get out of here, where the hip-hop fans at? Hip-hop. I'm a big hip-hop fan, man. I gotta say, man, hip hop, I love it because it ain't just a black thing no more. It's global. And I gotta give some of the credit to Eminem. He has changed the game. And I know some black people try to hate on him because he's white, but fuck that. I give credit where credit is due. That's a bad motherfucker. He has changed the game. Because I'm gonna tell you something, a lot of white boys ain't white boys no more. Some of y'all are us. You got do rags on now, your pants are sagging, y'all walk with that black swagger. I was parked in a light the other day. One of them white boys crossed my car. I got nervous and locked my shit. Click. Like, what the fuck is this nigga up to? I didn't feel safe. That's what I'm trying to say. But I like when rappers get together and make good music as opposed to killing each other. Like, if I could have it my way, I'd like to see four of my favorite rappers come together and make a song. I'd have, like, LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg, DMX, and my man Jay-Z. And gotta say, I'm amazed at Jay-Z. Not because he's a great rapper. Everybody know he's a great rapper. How the fuck did he get Beyonce? Because he is a ugly motherfucker. Like, is it me or does that nigga look like Joe Camel? Am I the only one to see that shit? He could finish a whole stick of chapstick in one use. But like I said, I have LL, Snoop, DMX, Jay-Z. I'd have LL do the intro because he just got that cool, suave swagger. Like, LL seems like he don't even need a woman to be turned on. He can stand in front of the mirror, chest naked, and turn himself off. Like, he'd be standing there, DJ, hit that track for me. Yo, what's up, baby? This your man, LL Cool J. Ain't nothing like when you put vanilla ice cream on your chest, let it melt down in your genitals. I got my man Snoop Dogg, DMX, and Jay-Z in the building. It's about to be real sexual, real erotic, baby. Hey, yo, Snoop, holla at me, your man, LL. Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3 into the folk. Snoop Doggy Dog, taking condoms out the dope. Ready to get up in you, so back on up. Grab a condom, cause I'm ready to fuck, bitch, fuck. Having 3 hoes is some gangster shit. You know how a dog do when a gangster pimp. We don't sweat shit, cause we know we can't be baited. We just sit back, debated while getting our hair braided. Nate Dogg, Warren G, Daz, and Corrupt, we gon' rep till we die. That's why we throw them things. Put you with my nizzle. In the LBC, you know my name, Snoop Digo, double G. Yo, it's your man DMX, where's my dogs at? Where's my dogs? Yo, I done told your dogs about fucking with me. I done told your dogs about fucking with Dave. When a dog starts to bark, it's followed by the bite. That's when you feel the pain, and you head for the light. So get upset, nigga, that's just how a dog go. And I won't stop eating until the dogs throw. I bring that real steel, baby. With that real mail, like, hey, yo, Jay-Z, holla at him. Talk to me, man. It's your boy in the building. It's Young Hova. Homie, I told you the game's over. I got it locked. Oh, yo, shut the top. That's not called a persona made for martyr. Think you got it locked on Barber. I'm taking the game farther. I'm destroyed when I hit. Hell and I when I stretch. I'm like Ike Turner. And what you love when I'm pissed? If you having girl problems, I'm no bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. It's your boy, nigga.
I know you just got butterflies.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play? Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jacqueline. Balake. Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Blake.
What? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly-ass name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Oh, no. Bitch! You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A.A. Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking you. I said it like 4 times. So why didn't you say it the first time I said A.A. Ron?
pronounced Aaron?
Son of a bitch! You dumb little stuff, A.A. Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did!
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my goddamn classroom before I break my foot off in your ass! Insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
I can go down some of these credits, and we'll be here for 2 days if I do them all. Let's see. Of course, he's the writer for the great Richard Pryor.
The Saturday Night Live.
Also, he wrote for Red Sox and Sanford and Son, Good Times, Which Way Is Up, Bustin' Loose, Hollywood Shuffle. He played Sam Cooke in the Buddy Holly story. He also wrote for Foxes in Living Color and created the character Homie the Clown. Okay, let's move on over to Chappelle's Show. I told you we'd be here for 2 days.
The godfather of comedy, Paul Mooney, hanging out with his students. He's been here before, so he knows how it goes down. He's performing at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Mr. Mooney, it's always an honor to see you, man. We appreciate you stopping by.
You going to tell them what time and where to get the tickets?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We got time.
Oh, you sure?
So this is, of course, the godfather of comedy. For sure. Paul Mooney.
Well, so this is going to be a historic event.
Hey, y'all. My name is Chucky Jenkins, and we're on the red carpet at the Paul Mooney Godfather of Comedy taping.
Godfather of Comedy, man. I mean, that's the man behind a lot of the geniuses. Come on, why not go and study, you know, one of the greats, man?
They got the kings of comedy, but we need it. We about to watch the Godfather.
Paul Mooney, man. He's definitely the greatest. He's a legend in comedy. He's a legend, I mean, and I just came down to show my support.
Definitely a blessing and a pleasure to be here and be a part of this event, man. Paul Mooney is big. I love having him on the radio show, and I support him 110%.
So tell us what brought you out to the Paul Mooney show, man.
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of Paul Mooney. I think he's hilarious.
We were driving by and we saw, hey, Paul Mooney's going to be here. We said, we're going to have a little date tonight.
I'm honored to be here to see this brother do his thing and throw it out. He's a master, and I just love him.
Show your love. Give it up for the godfather of comedy, Paul
Give it, it's you, big man. You, yeah. Because you're the only one got a head big enough to wear it like mine. I'm just giving that to you so you keep that. That'll be worth something. I'm serious. Because I didn't been there. I didn't seen them all die. It'll be worth something. Hold on to it. I want to get right to it because white folks, y'all have went crazy. Do you believe the things that white people are coming out of white people's mouth? It's like this exorcism, like they're possessed. Saying wild shit. Is it Beck? What's the white man's name at the White House? He doesn't want us to have Martin Luther King. You don't own Martin Luther King. Did you hear? We didn't own Abraham Lincoln. We know you didn't own him because he was black. We owned him. We know our own people. Why they put him on that penny. They didn't think it was worth a goddamn.
The Indian said it best. You cannot hide your blood from your people. Don't want us to have nothing. We don't try to take nothing. White folks, we don't try to take nothing of yours. Why do they try to take our stuff? We don't try to take nothing. We didn't try to take Elvis. We didn't try to take Joan of Arc. We didn't try to take Helen of Troy. We don't mess with they shit. We do not fuck with they shit. We fuck with they shit? Come on, be real. We don't try to take they shit. They always trying to take our shit and recycle it and say it's theirs. American Idol is so English. It's so brilliant, American Idol. American Idol is the Apollo with white judges. Keep this shit real. But always trying to take our stuff. Ain't that a trip? We just loved us some Tina Turner, remember? They took us. Remember Lionel Richie? We loved him. They took him. They take our shit. You know, I ain't bullshitting. If I'm lying, correct me. They took James Brown. Oh, they gave him back. They took OJ. They gave him back. Anything we like, they take. Remember the Cookie Man? They took them goddamn cookies. Remember Essence? White folks own it. See? The Apollo, white folks own it. BET, almost black television, white folks own it. All we got left is Jet. And I'm worried about them. They take out the white folks. I'm just being open with you. Don't look crazy. I'm being open. I'm the best black friend you can have. I'm telling you the goddamn truth. Stop taking our shit. Can't we have something? They don't want us to have a headache. Take these aspirin. You can't have no goddamn headache. I'm just bringing it real. I'm putting it on the table. And how come white folks, you got to explain this to me. How come what's on us is ugly, but when it's on you, it's cute? Look at this black woman, beautiful, big, full, yours too, full black lips. Look, full on you, yo, you bangy bitch. On the white lady, ethnic, the look, full, sexy. Ain't that deep? Look at your black skin, beautiful black skin, on you, oh black thing. On the white lady, your tan is gorgeous. Your cornrows, on you, you little pickaninny. On Bo Derek, a 10. Ain't this shit some shit? Y'all ain't making it up. Ugly on us and cute on them. Your big fool, your bangy butt, your big African ass, old big old you bangy bitch. White girl, sexy, full. That a bitch? What have we been killed on the freeway and white folks come by? I'll take those lips. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. We've got to fight back. We've got to fight back. We've got to stick with our shit. We've got to stick with our beauty. They can't tell us what's pretty. We know what pretty is. Everybody then went crazy. They taken all our folks to jail. They taken them all to jail. And I say to you black people that been in jail or going to jail, don't be shamed. Don't be shamed. That's where they took Jesus. They took him straight to jail. That's where they took Martin Luther King. They took him straight to jail. Malcolm X, they took him. You got good company. You get in jail, be proud. Me and Jesus. taken everything from us. I'm telling y'all, black folks, we got to get back. We got to pray because they've taken everything. You know, prayer is strong. We got to pray. Got to pray because they've taken shit. It was this little skinny white girl with big lips. She lived with Brad Pitt. Angelina. Salt. That bitch is getting ready to play Salt and Pepper. I can't make it up. They have just picked her to play Cleopatra. She is the third white woman. First it was Claudette Colbert, then it was Elizabeth Taylor, and now it's her. The third white woman. White folks, y'all be ashamed of yourself for telling that lie. Cleopatra was black. She was black as Cicely. She was black as Cicely Tyson. She was black. Cleopatra V. She was black. Egyptian. That's in Africa. That's not some small village in Sweden. Her daddy was Nubian. And you keep telling that Greek lie. Oh, she was half Greek. That's a lie. She married a Greek for power. She killed him. She never even fucked him. She was a bad black bitch. Bad and arrogant. Her daddy was Nubian and proud. She only screwed two men. Caesar and Mark Anthony. If she'd have screwed anybody else, we would have known it because they'd have been talking about it. She was black. Oh, that old black bitch fucked him. You know how they talk. She went to Egypt, her entrance into Rome, that gold, all that shit. And white folks are still talking about it today. She wore them out, and she was arrogant. Caesar, she had children by Caesar. She seduced him and Mark Anthony. Caesar tried to give her a gift, and she wouldn't accept it. Now, when a bitch won't accept a gift, that's a bad bitch. She said, a gift? What could you possibly give me? I am the queen of Egypt that Egypt has not already given me. Now, that's some bad shit. You can't give her a gift? God damn. But they want a white woman to play her. But I got one better than that. I'm getting ready to drive y'all crazy. I got one better than that. Who's this white woman? They say she's the greatest actress ever to sit on an American stage. Meryl somebody. What's her name? Meryl Streep. Guess who she getting ready to play? Harriet Tubman. I can't wait for the reviews. I can't wait. The white reviews. She was absolutely brilliant. The makeup was phenomenal. Some of my best friends are black. I felt as if she was my best friend. When she freed the first slaves, I got naked in the theater. See, you laughing because you know I'm bullshitting you, but that Hollywood's so goddamn crazy, it might be true. I saw an old rerun of Bonanza. Horse ordered a male on a bride. A male on a bride, Chinese, of course. And when she got there, guess who she was? Marlo Thomas. I can't make up no shit like that. And what's that little big lip? White actress got big lips. She was in some movie that I hated because the movie was so offensive. The Blind Side. Oh, I was so offended by that movie. I went there. I thought it was a Stevie Wonder story. It pissed me off. I used to hate her. Then I started liking her when I found out she hid that little black baby. She had a black baby. She hid it from the white world. And then she hid it from her husband. When a white woman can hide a black baby from her husband, that's a hiding bitch. I said, when they get ready to repossess my Cadillac, I'm going to let that bitch hide it. They won't find it. Because she can hide some shit. That's
a sneaky white bitch. Sandra, what you doing with that extra piece of chicken?
Nothing. Nothing.
Sandra, Sandra, you can't eat those 12 watermelons. Guess who she getting ready to play? Guess who she getting ready to play? That black woman that invented the hot comb. What's her name? Madam Walker. And her little black baby gonna co-star. Here's the comb, mama. Mama, here the comb. It's hot, baby. It's hot. Blow on it. I'm telling you, these white folks didn't went crazy. My generation, I see, it's a bunch of you. You know, we go way back. It's a bunch of us. Our generation back in the day, we could have been signed with Motown. We were some singing folks, wasn't we? Yeah. Ooh, we love to sing. Yeah. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around. Keep on walking, keep on talking. You remember, come on, y'all. Talking about freedom now. Motown. We shall overcome. We shall... Oh, we were some singing. And passive. You slap us, we turn the other cheek. You put your dogs on us. And we were scared. And we were scared to go to jail. And we were scared to die. But we could sing. And white folks loved us because we sang. And said anything to us. We sang. And anybody that loved us, they hated it. That's why they hate Obama so much, because we got Kunta Kinte up in that motherfucker. We don't have Toby, and that's the problem. What goes around comes around. I love it. I love every minute of it. I love my black president. I love him. I love my black president. I love my black president that can walk like a pimp. I love my black president that can play basketball. I love my black president that can GQ his ass off. I like my black president that can wear them sunglasses, got that black wife with that big, bangy black ass, and them pretty ass black kids. I love my black president. He's perfect for America. Perfect. He got them big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him, and he shits apple pie. I love him. I don't know where you guys were when he won, but I was in Harlem. That's where I live with the white folks. And we went crazy. We ran up down them streets all night. Obama beat your mama. Obama beat your mama. Obama beat your mama. I went stone crazy. I went to the first public bus and I told them white folks, get in the back where you fucking belong. Obama is president! I went to the first soul food restaurant because I knew the price of chicken was going way down. I said, give me 100 wings for 10 cents, bitch. Obama is president! You better give my black president. My black president can do no wrong with me. He been in there a year. He been Aunt Jemima and goddamn Uncle Ben. Cleaning up this shit. This bullshit. He should bring the troops home. Bush should bring them home. He sent them. Just blaming him for every goddamn thing, every move. God, he got class. He got dignity. He's smart. I couldn't, if I was, no, I'm serious. If I was in that White House, the way they talk about him, if that was me, I'd walk out on that lawn at the White House early one morning. I'd pull my pants out. I'd take an old-fashioned country shit. I'd shit right on the lawn. Put this on YouTube. All the news, the president took a dump this morning. The dog went crazy.
Hillary can say, I'm a woman, I'm running for president. That whore in Alaska can say, I'm running for vice president. Obama can't say he's black, because if he does, it starts trouble. His blackness will get him in trouble if he says it, by association. He can't go and talk to Farrakhan or go to... Bush can talk to whoever he want to talk. His whiteness protects him. He's still the President Bush. He's still got that white skin. He's got that color. He's got the complexion for the protection for the collection. Look at that little actress, the little crazy drug addict, little white girl with the big lips. They let her out. What's her name? Linda. Let her out. The jails are overcrowded. Look at this young black girl. Your little black ass wouldn't be getting out. Oh, we're overcrowded. Oh, really? Tie that black bitch to a tree. She ain't going nowhere. Ain't no room. Make some room. The storage place is $19.99 a month. Lock that bitch in one of them rooms. Oh, they're filled up. Bring her to my house. I got a double garage. I got one car in there. Nickname that bitch Cadillac. Put her in there. You ain't going nowhere. Ain't no room. Fire the cook. Then make the bitch cook. She gonna work. She ain't going nowhere. Black bitch gonna cook. She ain't gonna do nothing. She gonna be right here. Trying to let the drug addict, the lying ass drug addict. Oh, somebody stole my passport. You lying bitch. If she'd have told the truth, I snorted my passport. Then I'd have believed it. Make more sense. She went to school with my daughter. She went to school with my daughter, Lindsay. Did you know she was an honor student? Did you know that? Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. If that had been Lil' Kim, she'd have went straight to jail the first goddamn day. Lil' Kim lied. Perjury. What the white people say? What the judge say? Don't lie to us, black bitch. You're going to jail. That was the message. Black bitch, don't lie to us. 2 years. What's the man that in the OJ trial? What? Mark Furman. He was a policeman. He perjurized. He should have got 5 years. What did he get? A book deal. And fame. That skin. Complexion for the protection for the collection. I've known OJ since he was 18. I knew OJ when he had his black wife. I knew when the little black child drowned. All that. I met Nicole when she was 18. Cute, hair down the ass, fine, but a drug addict and a hoe. Keep it real. And OJ was taking care of all of them, okay? That shit was about drugs and sex. That's what that was fucking about, okay? That's for real. That's what it was about. A bunch of folks went to jail, and a bunch of folks got killed that night they didn't tell you about. Trust me. And Mark Furman, this is just my opinion. Mark Furman was fucking her. I'm sure of it. Drug addict hoe, okay? And what's the little white boy that got there by mistake? Supposed to have brought glasses. Still talk about his family wants to sue and... Goldman, Ron, yeah. Brought no goddamn glasses. Probably brought some goddamn... It was about drugs. And you know she made him suck that pussy. You know that. And when they got up there in heaven, he was up in heaven, both of them. You know what she told him. You know. I told you this juice would kill you. Mean, but funny. And you black people, stop getting this Chris Brown bullshit twisted. And this is not a joke. Stop getting it twisted. That girl beat the shit out that boy. She damn near killed him. He's lucky to be alive. Them girls from the islands, they're cute, but they're violent and they're jealous. To beat the shit out that boy, she almost killed him. That's why that boy bit her. He was scared. You bite when you're scared. Mike Tyson, scared. He bit. Somebody whooping your ass, you'll bite. That's what you do when you're scared. Bite this motherfucker. You bite when you're scared. You don't beat no woman's ass. That's after kill. Beat her up and then, now I'm going to bite you. No. You bite when you're getting your ass whooped. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's when you bite. When you're scared. The girl damn near killed that boy. Lucky to be alive. He's lucky to be here. He's lucky she didn't use that umbrella. You know that bitch got an umbrella. He'd be singing with Stevie Wonder now. She'd have put his eyes out. She tried to kill him. She called her girlfriend up. She called Naomi up. She called her. Get over here, Naomi. Ring your cell phone. We're whooping some ass tonight. Hurry up. It's a party. Hurry up, baby. Naomi said, I'm busy. I can't come. I'm busy. I'm whooping the chauffeur's ass. I can't come. I'm busy. I can't come. I'm busy shining up my blood diamond. She damn near killed him. Listen to her new song. Listen to her lyrics. Listen to it. She tells on herself, I had everything. Till I had to beat your ass. Listen to his lyric. He tells. He tells. The boy got brain damage. Listen to him. He thinks he's a transformer. And she's slick. She's shrewd. And the white folks love them little island girls. They're light-skinned, cute. And they have that Eartha Kitt shit going. They have an accent. You know, I have no idea. They love them. But they some shrewd bitches. She got a big, big forehead. You see the forehead? And she was forehead beating him. She just, it don't leave scars. It's a damn shame. Oh, black folks, stop getting it confused. That girl got in the ring with Muhammad Ali's daughter. She beat her ass. Now, let's talk about the embarrassment. The embarrassment. Tiger Woods. Embarrassing. He has embarrassed every black man on the planet. He has no game, no pimp game, no street game, no black man game. He is such a little punk. That's a crybaby. Man up, man up. Such a little white boy. You sucking right, the only one in you. Get the fuck up out of here with that bullshit. Cabo collision. He know what he is now. Them Asians, hurry up and gave him back to us. His daddy must be turning over in his grave. His daddy was black. His daddy married a black woman before he met that Filipino woman. Tiger Woods got black brothers and sisters, don't even talk about. Keep this shit real. Man up. You see the press conference? Family and friends. And he's the only black thing standing there. Embarrassing. A little punk. He sound like that old singer, that old I'm sorry, Brenda Lee. Sound like that old bitch. So sorry. I apologize because I didn't know. Little sissy. All them white women that he fucked, they should get some dildos and fuck him. He's a little punk. Man up. Kissing that ass. You see him kissing that white man's ass? At the press club. Just kiss. Boy, you got billions and trillions of dollars. You have to kiss nobody's ass. You got money. Man up. Man the fuck up. Give me $1 billion and press conference me tomorrow morning. Yeah. Them white women suck my dick, and you can suck my dick too. Fuck you. End of press conference. Them white folks have shut that shit down like rats ran in the room. thing wrong he did was screwing all them white women. He left them alive. All that money, he could get off on murder. He could get off. A dream team. A dream team. I could hear the dream team now. If the rubber don't fit, you must have quit. Now they got him in a sex rehabilitation hospital. What the fuck does that mean? They're gonna cure him? Well, they better get rid of them white nurses, because he'll fuck them. If they want to cure him, they better hire some black nurses. Better hire some black nurses. Because he says he only fucks black women the month of February and Juneteenth. But he married Becky. He married Becky. He married Becky. Becky, nanny, model, slash, hoe. The bitch was a hoe. Hoes like hoes. That's why I got busted. You can't trick a hoe. A hoe can't trick another hoe. Bring your bitch ass home, hoe. I know what you up to. Bring your ass home. He pissed Becky off. Becky is getting $750 million, okay? More money than ever, ever. If your black ass would have been married to Elvis and asked for that kind of money, then white folks would have arrested you. Arrest that bitch. Put her and her kids in jail. The bitch is trying to steal from Elvis. Get the bitch $7.50. Get the bitch out of here. Food stamps and the bus pass. Give it to him. Bitch ain't getting no $750 million. Is this bitch on drugs? Becky's getting $750 million. And if he brings in them whores around, the kids that ain't married to one of them, Becky says she can find him $10 million. I can't make this up. She's getting palimony, alimony, she's getting all that shit, and she's finding him. Becky, you don't want to piss Becky off. Because that boy, let's keep this shit real. Let's not be scared. He got a Becky ass whooping. That boy won't whoop his ass. He's running around there hitting them white balls on the golf club. That bitch said, give me that club. I'm getting ready to hit some black balls. See, you know all that shit happened that night. She beat his ass. That white woman beat the black out that boy. That's why I ran in that tree. All was left was the Asian. Michael Jackson just had a goddamn birthday, okay? Michael Jackson, and you guys get it out of your head. Look, you tell a lie enough, it becomes the truth. And these white folks was lying on Michael. Michael was not no goddamn pedophile. That's a goddamn lie, but no fucking pedophile. All that shit was about money. That first boy admitted his parents made him tell that lie. He wasn't no pedophile. Now, he was X-Files. Every time I saw him, I went, Scully, Scully! Made that boy take his pants off and look at his penis and all that bullshit. That's what killed that boy. That's what started it. Disgracing that boy like that. It's a damn shame. That was the start of it. That fucking Hollywood, them bastards. I try to keep up what they say, what they do, and what they try to make. And what they try to make us fucking believe. Wait a minute, this is what I want to know, so I know I'm not going crazy. Who is this black woman that owns Popeye's Chicken? Where does she come from? All of a sudden, oh, my Popeye's Chicken. Oh, you bite on my biscuit. Oh, my icy. Oh, you're going to love my biscuit. Oh, Popeye. Where the hell does she come from? Has she been in the basement all this time? Fry, bitch, fry. Now she owns it. Have you seen it? Popeye Is she the Pine Sol Lady's sister? Who is she? Is she Uncle Ben's daughter? Where'd she come from? Is she Aunt Jemima's niece? Where'd she come from? Is she Mrs. Buttermilk's granddaughter? Well, who is she? Popeye's chicken. Oh, my chicken. Where'd this bitch come from? And Aunt Jemima looks like Tara Banks. They have changed Aunt Jemima's image. She looks like the next top fucking model. She got a perm. Have you seen her? She's, oh my, you wouldn't think she'd know anything about pancakes. I was on an airplane going to Europe in first class with some rich, rich white woman. Because you know when the white women get rich, they start talking for real. They some funny bitches when they get drunk. We was talking about Aunt Jemima. She said, I don't give a damn what that bitch got on. She better get in that kitchen and cook them pancakes. And what she got on, I'll buy that bitch a Gucci bag. Cook me some pancakes. Popeye's chicken. Thank you. You got to help me. I think I'll be seeing things. Now, you got to help. Guess who I saw selling furniture on television? That goddamn Magic Johnson. What is up with Magic? Selling furniture. Then I see he owns Staples, check cashing, money loan, tax, Fat Burger, the theater, those restaurants. I'm serious. God damn. He used to be the poster child for AIDS. Now he's just got his hands in all the business. What kind of AIDS did he have? Financial AIDS? I want it! I said that at a big benefit in Hollywood, and a white man on crutches hobbled up to that stage. He was pissed. He said, I need HIV, but I was so offended. I said, fuck you, you troublemaker. You didn't call me when you were getting AIDS. Don't call me when you got it. Everybody gonna die. You just know when. Get the fuck up out of here. I'm not being cold. Everybody in here gonna die. All of you are going to kick the bucket. You're going to die. Just wait. Death is coming. But you're into that money. You're into that illusion, the conclusion. You're that money. Worshiping that goddamn money, which it ain't about shit. Your wealth and your health is in your brain and in your health. The rich man will give you all his money for your health and your sanity. That's where your wealth is. The ones that are clapping, you know, you other fools, you actually think that money's something. It's an illusion. You will never see a Brinks truck following a hearse. You won't be seeing them. They bury people. They don't bury money. Merv Griffin had all the money. All of it. Didn't keep him here. He's gone. That big titty white lady had all the money. She's gone. Christina Onassis had more money than all of them. Gone. You cannot take it with you. But you must give the Egyptians an A for effort. They tried to take that shit with them. My grandkids, my kids, they ain't like us. They ain't like us. They ain't scared to die. They ain't scared of no goddamn dogs. White folks, tell them they can't ride on the bus. Go tell them. You a bad motherfucker? Go tell them little hip hoppers, the ones that wear their pants, go tell them they can't ride on the bus. Ain't gonna be no bus. Everybody gonna walk to school. They will tear that guy, they'll shoot, kill everybody on the bus. They'll burn that motherfucker up. Ain't nobody, everybody have to walk. Ain't gonna be no goddamn bus. No singing, they don't give a damn.
White folks, go tell them they can't drink in the white drinking fountain. Go tell them that. Go, you can't drink here. Then bring your ass up there to drink. Go on up. There were some bad little motherfuckers. Don't care nothing about jail. Don't care about going to jail. That's a plus, not a minus. Don't care about no goddamn jail. And bring your little German shepherds. Bring them. They got pit bulls. They'll chase you in your German shepherd. These two little young white men, you should see your faces. They're like this. You know I'm telling you the goddamn truth. You got them little black friends. You know how crazy they are. They're crazy. Get them not no goddamn German shepherds. And I'm from that old school. Them white folks love them dogs. They love them dogs. And they used to stick them German shepherds on. You remember that? They were just trying to get us. And I'm a human being. Nobody protested that. They was back there hiding, sick him. Get him. I remember them dogs. I don't give a damn about a dog. I'll choke the shit out of a dog. I remember them dogs. I'll give a dog to a Chinese family. Give a damn about no puppy. I'll run a puppy over. Back up, make sure it's dead. Because white folks will take a baby and leave it in the garbage can in front of the fire department. Give a damn about no baby. Fuck that baby. I didn't want that baby. But not a puppy. They just did it the other day. The man hit and ran and hit people and ran. Hit them and ran. They won't hit a puppy. They know they're going to hell if they hit a puppy. They'll leave the dog. They'll leave the cat. All the money. Fuck the grandkids. They'll leave the cat millions of motherfucking dollars. And they're taking everybody to jail. They're taking everybody to jail. What's the little rapper's name? Lil Somebody. What's his name? Lil Wayne. They took Lil Wayne's ass to jail. Lil Wayne locked him up. Heavy security. Trying to keep him from Big Wayne. They are just on that television. These white folks, the things that come out of these white folks' mouth is too much. That brother that went crazy on the show, because they kept calling him the N-word. That boy, and his little white girlfriend, she told, oh, Leroy, come home. Oh, they're just so racial. They're so racial. He got tired of that shit. Called his mama and told him he wished he could kill some more white folks. He won't be calling him that no more. He went crazy. He went postal. But the only good thing about it is just horrible. I don't want nobody killing nobody. That's horrible. But the good thing, them two or three black folks that work with him, they can do whatever they want. Come late, they can do it. Ain't going to be no problem. Go on, take your Christmas and New Year. Take all your vacations. Come. Your job is still here. Come back here when you want to. Your job is here. Why you on the vacation? If you get killed in accident, your job is still there. Your job is still there. Oh, my God. Brother, they are trying to pick somebody to play Elizabeth Taylor. They can forget it. Ain't nobody pretty enough. Who's pretty enough to play Elizabeth Taylor? They're going to show that bitch's old movies. And them white bitches up in Hollywood with all that fake shit, they can't play Liz. Liz wasn't fake. That was a pretty-ass white woman. And big L's titties, real titties. That we never saw, just cleavage and diamonds and rubies. That bitch worked them big titties. We never saw. Now, them 100 men she'd married, they saw them big old titties. Liz is too pretty. They can't find nobody. I'm sorry, brother. There ain't nobody to come goddamn close. She's too pretty. They have to show her old movies. And she was a freak of nature because she was English. And you know the English are not attractive. Starting with that ugly-ass queen. That's an ugly bitch. Oh, come on. Be real. That bitch looked like sheep shit in shallow-ass water. She ugly. Her mama was ugly. Her daddy was ugly. Her son is ugly. His new wife looked like Dane Edna. There's some ugly motherfuckers. Keep it real. Ugly. If she's the queen, what the fuck does the witch look like? Ugly bitch. You get me to say that bitch is cute? Because she white. You want me to? Oh, she's a... No, she's an ugly ass stank. Look like a billy goat. She looked like Chelsea's mama. Oh, ooh, my ass. That's another ugly white bitch. She's ugly. She's ugly by white standards. Her own race says she ugly. So don't be mad at me. She ugly. I saw the wedding bells. There's so many goddamn bells. So she don't want no helicopters at the wedding. No cameras, bitch. That's what you don't want at the wedding. Oh, y'all are scared. You're scared. Oh, Master, Paul gonna get us in trouble, Master. That bitch is ugly. You be scared. I ain't scared. I ain't scared. Because white folks love you when you're scared. There's only two kind of black people in America today. You either running free or you running scared. How you running? And I'm not dumb. Race has nothing to do with color. I ain't stupid. Because there's a bunch of you black Anglo-Saxons. That skin is black, but that brain is white. And when I get mad at you, guess what I call you? You graham cracker motherfucker. Dr. Laura gonna make me like Mel Gibson. And you know he's crazy as cat shit. And another one that pissed me off, that goddamn prostitute over there in Alaska. That hoe ass bitch. That tramp ass bitch. Ho. I'm from the streets. I was raised with pips. I know a hoe when I see one. Hoe, slut, tramp. No respect. Don't have no respect for Obama. Up there talking about God and all that perpetrating little devil worshiping bitch. She don't fool me. A hoe. Talking about she can see Russia from her window. No, bitch, you can see him in your bedroom. You're fucking the motherfuckers, you tramp ass bitch. A hoe, tramp, slut, hoe. Suck a dick, bitch, and do Playboy. She don't have no respect for my black peasant, and I don't have a goddamn respect for her poish ass. And the apple don't fall far from the tree. The daughter's a hoe, too. Another hoe. That white boy wasn't gonna marry that tramp. He just wanted the pussy. He was playing that bitch. And that old white woman ain't had none of them babies. That young girl had all them babies. That's why one of them's Illyform. Keep the shit real. Keep the shit real. I'm taking you back. You know Illyform. You know what I'm talking about. It's dark up there 9 months out the year. That's all they do is fuck up there. There ain't nothing up there but holes and vampires. Some of your black faces. Oh, Master, Paul gonna get us in trouble, Master.
Master, is we sick, Master? This oil, this oil. I didn't know oil scared white folks. I would have spilled some oil a long time ago. Always messing up shit and want somebody to help. That white man is so good at tearing up shit, ruining shit, the atmosphere, everything. Just fucks up everything. And then wants you to hold hands and sing and help it. And green and save it. And the polar bear, there's only two and help. If I see a polar bear, it ain't gonna be but one, I'll kill it. Helping that white man ain't help. I didn't help you fuck this up. I ain't help you cleaning up shit. When I leave my house, I turn all the water on. Hope it ain't no water when I get back home. I drive all day up and down that freeway on bridge, just throwing shit out. Pick this up. Pick this up. All that shit you see out there in the freeway, I'm the one throwing that shit out. He wants you to hold hands and sing in green, all that old bullshit. I'm not into that shit. Fuck that. He loves to tear shit up and then sing about it, wants you to help him. Because white folks like it when it was white. That's when they're the most happy. That's when they're at their most happiest. It's when you got to study their body language. When they were running this shit back in the day. Go back. Go back to Miss America. Remember? Remember Burt Parks? Remember? White people were in white heaven. Oh, there's... The body language. There she is. Miss America. Sing it, Bert. Oh, there she is. And she was blonde, blonde. It was white, like Miss. Oh, they were so happy. They tickled, just tickle pink. Miss. Bert went, America. Sing it, Bert. Get him, Bert. Oh, there. And I told you, God always has to intervene. God got involved in that and made Miss America black 5 years straight in a row. Remember? You remember? You remember? White folks fired Bert Parks. They got mad. Get the hell, don't we gonna be no more singing? Get your ass out. We don't need you. Bert Parks got fired. It became verbal and it was mean. There she is. Oh, black thing, there she is. Officer, there she is, officer. They were not into that. But God always gets involved. Who's that Miss whoever she was, Miss USA, the little white drug addict, remember her? Oh, I loved her. Wasn't she your favorite? That was my favorite Miss whatever it was. Hun, what's your talent? My favorite, my favorite. See that little white girl, the little big lip white girl? She was a Miss what? Was a Miss something just recently. And she lost because they asked her a question about Arizona. And she said, yeah, they should, state should have its rights. And they voted against it. They got pissed off. She lost. And she was cute. The little foreign girl won. But she, that little white girl was cute. She could have won. I wish she'd let me write for her. She'd have won. All she had to say is, my Indian friend said, they hope everybody goes home. She would have won. The press would have ate it up. Brilliant. Diplomatic. But she had to be a stupid bitch. Oh, states should have their rights. States do not dominate human rights. It don't work that way. Just read history. It don't work. And I want to tell you this. I'm not dumb. I do race, and I talk about it. It has nothing to do with me. I got drop dead. It's here. It's in America. I'm reacting to my environment that I'm in. All of it's not a cleanup. I understand it, but I'm not stupid. I know that we're all in this together, black, white, fat, skinny, whatever it is, because trust me, we are either going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. But guess what, kids? We're going to hang. Because these motherfuckers up in that politics are crazy. And they don't give a damn about nobody. We should have a revolution every 4 years. We should go up in that White House and chop off heads. Oh, they'd act right then. Every 4 years we go in there and chop some heads off. Hurry, hurry, put the money back. They're coming. Put the money back. Because they think they can just say and do whatever they want to, that we don't count. And look at history. No outside country attacked Russia. Russia fell what? Internally. Because of the way they were treating their people. And if this race shit is going to be our downfall, if we don't get this shit together, we're at war right now. We're at war. Those people are fishbowling us. We're at war. We're talking democracy and freedom, and they watching our every fucking move. And this racial shit, we better put it on hold. We can get back to it after the war, but we better put this shit on hold. Because I travel all over the world, all over the goddamn United States, and I remember when going to the airport and all that was fun. Now I get sick, stomach ache, cramps. I get fucked up when I got to go to the goddamn airport. And when I used to leave the country back in the day before 9/11, I leave the country, I get into another country, I would be there 5 minutes. I have an accent. Be there in France and England, I'd come back with an accent in 5 minutes. Oh, how do I end up with an accent? Well, the shit has changed. Now I leave with an accent. No English. No English. Did you get your censor papers? Did you get your censor papers? It's against the law if you don't mail it back. Did you know that? What'd they ask you? What's the first thing they ask you? Any Indians in the house? These white folks are still looking for Indians. I got on the phone. I called them. I said, I thought you killed them all. Because remember when we was kids, remember? One little, two little, three. Remember it was 10 of them motherfuckers. There ain't none now. Remember? One little, two little, three. Remember? Now you have to go. If you put down that, yeah, there are three Indians in my house. That next morning. Yes. We come for the Indians. The motherfuckers want some Indians. And I tried to figure it out. I said, how come these white folks hate Indians so much? I figured it out. You cannot make an Indian a slave. That's why. Indians go catatonic on your ass. And they're not going to move until you open up that casino. Trump and the boys did not want those Indians to have casinos. They had propaganda. They had commercials. They did not want it. It was okay for the white folks to have them. They didn't want those Indians to have them. I don't know if they came here, but in California, New York, they were on TV every 10 minutes. I can't make this shit up. I ain't this good. The Indians. They made over $80 million this year. They're not paying taxes. I didn't vote for that. They just, white folks showed that. I said, how come they can't let the Indians make their commercial? The white man stole our land. They're not paying rent. I didn't vote for that. How about that? How about that? Indians were no joke. Indians were not punks. They rode horses bareback. That's a macho, tough, bad motherfucker. And I'm talking about they rode them 4 or 5 years. You think you bad and macho? Go ride a horse bareback right now. Do it for 15 minutes. You will be in the hospital for 2 years. All your shit will be fucked up. You'll have to get skin grafts, new balls. Go on. 15 minutes. You tough? Go ahead, bareback.
They were no joke. And the bow and arrows were no joke either. If they'd had guns, we'd all be sitting here with a peace pipe and feathers. Bow and arrows were no joke. And then white folks be on them stagecoaches. I haven't seen my family in 8 months. I can't wait to get home. And don't you black people think you the first person the white man put out there to pick cotton. You weren't the first. It was a huge audition for that. They put the white folks out there. They bitched. They complained about the sun. They wanted their lawyers. I'm not going to sing and pick cotton. You're not fucking my wife. This is bullshit. They complained and complained. They got rid of them. Chinese ran off. Mexicans kept picking oranges. No, cotton! Amigo, cotton! Here we come, picking them and singing. Oh my God, they're singing, they must like it. And God knows what he's doing. Look at the full picture. God picked us to be the slaves because we could handle it. That's why we could handle it. We're the baddest race on the planet. If the white folks would have been slaves, this shit would have ended in 20 minutes. Chains? And it's not gold? Call my lawyer. Get your things, Susan. We're out of here. You know, I am the very first person to say that Clinton, President Clinton, was a black person. I did it on the Apollo. I have it on film. I did. Everybody soundbited and recycled and hopped on that shit and pretended it came from them. That was me. I had a whole list of why I thought he was black. I've changed it since then. He's a pimp. He makes pimp moves. The government, everybody tried to get them Asian girls, remember? They would not give them up. He went over like a pimp. Give me my bitches. And they gave him up. And you know his M.O. It was some dick sucking on that plane. You know he told them Asian girls, let's make this a happy ending. And I love me some Madonna. I went to Vegas. I love some Madonna. That old bitch, I love Madonna. I love her. Because she stole that black baby from Africa. Went over there, Vogue, Vogue, Vogue. Africans were fascinated with her moves. Vogue. They looked up, her and that black baby was going. Whoosh. You seen it with that black baby? It looks scared. Like it's looking for its real parents. I love Madonna because she's real. She'll change up on your ass. She was over there in England faking it for 10 years, married to that English man. Oh, yes, of course, it's England in tea time. And then reality set in. Madonna said, wait a minute, let me divorce this motherfucker. This tea ain't for me. She said, I'm going home. I want some dick. I want some big dick, thick dick. I'm going home. She got that ball player. What's his name? Yeah, she's fucking him like a virgin. Get him, Madonna.